Good morning, Tom Carco, former news director here at WRJN. And also coming in is our current general manager and vice president of the sales for Civic Media, Chris Morrow. And we're here. I don't want this to be maudlin because we are celebrating somebody's life today. Over the weekend, Saturday, Ron Richards, a longtime broadcaster in radio and television, I found out. And of course, he worked here for more than 20 years at WRJN, and he passed away. And he touched a lot of people during his career here at WRJN and all the other radio stations he worked at, but especially here at WRJN. And we're going to play some audio from Tom in just a moment. We don't have a current interview, but this interview was done, Tom, at what anniversary was
it? This was the 85th anniversary that we did here at the station in 2011. It was out in the front lobby. You were out there with the group. I was in here.
Were you here for that, Chris? 2011?
Yeah, you showed up.
That was in the picture that you sent me.
Yep.
Oh, that was when the picture was taken?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, yes.
Actually, Tom got that picture with you and Gene Butterfield and Ron Richards. And yeah. Some of these pictures we forgot all about that were taken. All right, so here's a little bit of who Ron Richards is. You'll remember the voice as soon as you hear him this morning.
Ron Richards, you were here 20 years.
20 years, almost.
As program director of WRJN for a lot of years. And you worked on both AM and FM here.
Yeah.
And Ron was one of those guys, it's broken in the building, call Ron right away. Call Ron in the middle of the night. I remember meeting you here in the middle of the night at 2 in the morning trying to fix stuff and running up and down the stairs.
There were a lot of nights, and I can remember, I was just telling Skip Bliss a couple of minutes ago, when I came in here December 1st, 1986, there was one computer in this building.
The Wang.
It was a Wang.
It was a Wang computer. I remember that.
Yes. One computer. And now there's got to be, what, 40?
That work?
Yeah. Well, that work. No.
Don't forget the ones in the basement.
Yeah.
That don't work. Well, you're a really special part of the history of the station because you were here. You figure 85 years, take 20 of those years. That's a lot of years.
Almost a quarter.
We got some pictures of you on the wall, a lot younger.
I was a lot younger.
We're all younger in these pictures.
And I had hair.
Good morning.
Okay, so that's Ron Richards and recognizable voice. He was here for over 20 years. Of course, he's recognizable. He started after you, obviously, were here longer, Tom.
Right. I was here starting in 79. He came in 86. And he's probably one of the main reasons that I stayed here until 2018.
Now, you worked with him as well for how many years?
I worked with Ron, not here at WRJN. I worked with him at the old WRKR.
Oh, that's right.
In Racine. Yeah, the top 40 station. And I left here at WRJN. It would have been about 78 when I was all of 18 years old to, in my mind, move up to rock and roll radio. And Ron was the music director at WRKR. So I worked there for a couple of years with Ron.
Now, we're going to read off some of the stations he worked at in town because I didn't know about, you know, here's a guy I know for all the years I worked with him here. And by the way, I got to say something. When they hired me in 1991 to be program director of WHKQ, which became WBCY.
It was the FM station.
Yeah, it's... Nobody here would talk to me because I was the interloper. You know, who's this whippersnapper coming telling us what to do? We were here before him.
That's basically what we thought.
The one person that would, thank you. The one person that would just talk to me was Ron Richards.
Yeah.
He said, I'll talk to these people. I'll get them on board.
You know why? Because you had been in radio quite a number of years, different stations. So had he. And so there was a little bit of a camaraderie there. That's a kind of a group.
Yeah, he did that, and I never forgot that. Here's some of Ron's resume here. His first broadcast job was WRJC in Boston.
Boston, Wisconsin.
Didn't they win a ton of awards at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association?
No, that was WRJO in Eagle River.
Too many RJs floating around here.
WRJC was above a pharmacy in downtown Boston, and you could look through the wooden floors from the control room to the pharmacy downstairs and hear the cash register ringing people up during the show. But yeah, that was, I remember that station
1968.
Well.
You know, I once said to Ron, I said, if this keeps up, I'll be working at the radio station somewhere in Boston. He goes, hey, I worked in Boston.
Yes.
Okay, so from Boston, he moved to KFIZ in Fond du Lac.
Yep.
That was in 1972. He moved to Milwaukee, joined the staff of WZUU, which is now...
RIT, WRIT.
Oh, that RIT. Changing call letters. Yeah. At WZUU, he hosted the midday program at Top 40 at Rock and Roll. After four short months, he left. That's typical radio, isn't it?
Yeah, back then.
After four short months, he became program director of WNUW, which is now The Mix, WMYX.
Yep.
I didn't know he was program director there.
Yeah.
I learned that. And by the way, this article I'm reading from, I wrote.
Oh, okay.
I interviewed him for Renaissance News magazine. I wrote the article. I forgot about all these things he worked for.
And I saved it.
And thank goodness, our historian. You're going to be the guy they bring on TV all the time, like on MSNBC, the historian, presidential historians. That's going to be you, emeritus. He hosted the morning show there at WNUW that played rock music at the time. In 1975, he was offered a number position at number one rock station, WOKY.
Yeah.
I think just about everybody I know worked at WOKY.
At one point, we all passed through.
And you will be back because we're going to have Bob Barry on the air with us.
Oh,
he wrote a book about WOKY and all his radio experiences and all the celebrities he worked with. And Chris, as a little teenager, hi, Mr. Barry, I'm Chris Morrow. Can I set up your morning show for you? I work overnight.
And Ron Richards is the guy who got me the job at WOKY.
See, it's all connected.
Ron referred me to the program director there, and that's how I got in OKY.
Yeah, and, you know, it's all connected.
Yeah.
Everything is connected in radio. Okay, and... he worked at WOKY, left there to become program director again at WRKR.
Right.
Which is now V100.
Yes.
In Milwaukee.
Which used to be, by the way, WRJN's FM signal.
Yeah. It was WRJN FM. Now, here's another thing. He worked at a station called The Egg. Do you remember that?
Yep. I was on The Egg there for a while, too. Yes.
That was their AM, 1460, The Egg. Yep. It was a country station, Country Fresh Eggs.
That's what they tried.
And he said, I can't believe they called it The Egg. And we had to call it that on the radio. It was terrible.
Well, it turned out to be pretty scrambled, so it didn't amount to much.
Well, that's why he's a disc jockey. You come up with those cheesy lines.
Oh.
All right. From 1980 to 83, he moved over to WYSN AM as midday host and production director. He was an announcer for Channel 12. I didn't know that. Oh, I got to hear that. After a three-year stint at WGBF AM in Evansville, Indiana, he returned to Wisconsin to become program director and morning host at WRJN and program director of WHKQ, which was our FM, which was country at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow. So he was here at the time we wrote this article. He was only here 10 years, but he was here a lot longer than that. He was here over 20 years. And this is a great picture of him in the article. It's, I'll show you guys here. That's a great professional photo of Ron Richards. And after he left here, he didn't want to do radio anymore. He just left and, did other things, but it's, you know, when you lose somebody, and we found out Saturday night at the WBA, the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Awards, and it kind of cast a pall over it because I just said, wow. You know, you lose people all the time, but when you're so close to them and you lose them, it's really strange. Do you have any memories of Ron?
Did you know that Ron was master of ceremonies when they opened up the ice skating rink at Festival Park?
Is that the audio we have?
No.
Okay.
No. That's in November of 1987. They had opened up Festival Site just, you know, a few months earlier. Then they opened up the ice rink, and they brought in Elaine Zayak. Remember that name anywhere? Figure skating champion from the 80s. She was the featured guest for that. Ron did so many different things. MC'd different events, remote broadcasts. You and he were on different things. The bridal extravaganza. Everybody had to dress up in tuxes or dresses and do all that stuff.
You were here for the bridals, weren't you?
I'm afraid so.
You were here for a couple of them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And what else do you have, Ron?
Let's see. I told you earlier that he's probably partly responsible for my still being here. Program directors are supposed to be... You're keeping charge of what's going on in the air every single moment. And if things don't go really well sometimes, usually the program directors, or at least in the past, they would kind of get to the announcers and this and that and tell them point blank, you didn't do this right. I can't tell you how many times I probably screwed up something in terms, because we had an automation system for the FM, and you had to put newscasts in there. And if it wasn't in there at the right time, it would call for it, and it's not there. So sometimes it wasn't in there at the exact time it got called for. He could have gotten in my face and just really been nasty. Didn't do that. Was never like that at all. I appreciated that forever.
He was a buffer between me and a lot of people because I have a temper when things go wrong. And he was a buffer. And he said, I'll talk to him.
Well, and as a kid, when I first left here, I mean, there were a lot of people here who taught me a lot about radio when I was 16 and 17. But when I went over to where Ron was at WRKR, he was probably one of the original mentors of young people, rather than, like Tom said, he wasn't a screamer, he wasn't a yeller, he didn't throw a fit. I was green. I mean, I was a green kid trying to do Top 40 radio. And he would actually set examples of people he'd worked with in other stations. You know, listen to this guy at WOKY, or listen to this guy I knew somewhere in Illinois or Indiana. And he'd give examples and samples, and he was probably the first coach I had when it came to on-air work, as opposed to somebody, as Tom said, pointing a finger and say, you're wrong, you suck, do it better. Ron didn't do that. He was a mentor, a teacher, and a guy who wanted to see new people succeed. And I appreciate that most about Ron from, hell, now what, 45, 50, almost 50 years ago.
Yeah, I feel terrible. We lost a lot of people here at this radio station over the past several years. And Tom, you gave me a picture of Chris. He's flanked by Gene Butterfield and Ron Richards on either side. Two people we all worked with, and they're gone now.
Yeah.
And so, we were supposed to do an interview with Ron on the air as part of our series here of interviewing, former employees. And unfortunately, he couldn't do it because he was dealing with Meals on Wheels at that hour of the morning. I said, the first time you get a chance, a break, let me know and come on in. He said, fine. Mm. Waited too long.
Yeah.
Now we don't have it. All right, one last thing here. We're going to play some quick audio. I know you got to run, right?
Yeah, I do.
You can run.
Okay. Well, thanks. And again, man, Ron, we'll miss you. We were in contact over the years on Facebook most recently.
Yeah.
And his unique sense of humor came through on the posts that he would reply to and the things he would do. But I know how much he loved his kids and his grandkids and the whole Racine area. So, yeah, you'll be missed, Ron.
His real name was Ron Stiff.
Right.
And he told me a joke once. I can't tell it on the air. I'll tell you off the air in just a second here. Okay, so here's some more audio. And this is what? He was at which show? This is the air show?
Is that what it says? Yes.
I can't read it. I have to get eye surgery. I can't read it. Oh. All right, here we go. Here's Ron.
Down in Racine's lakefront. Mayor Olman Davies with me right now, and you got a big smile on your face, Mayor.
Oh, this is tremendous. What a big day for the city of Racine. Wherever you look, in any direction, it's nothing but people, and that's great.
Mayor, thanks for stopping by. Let's get another official in here, if we could, for just a minute. Our county executive, Dennis Cornwolf. You also have a big smile on your face.
Oh, this is great. Just fantastic, isn't it? Showcased Racine County.
It's been a great time being down here. This, ladies and gentlemen, is not work. This is fun. I would have done this for nothing. And that is the honest truth. It has been a great afternoon down here. That'll do it from the lakefront. This is Ron Richards live on AM 14 WRJN.
You know, they say I would have done it for nothing. He did probably do it for nothing.
So we all kind of did that.
And we have one more piece of audio. Debbie Thogerson was the host of Party Line, and she was one of the many hosts of Party Line. And Ron did the intro for Party Line. Here's what it sounded like.
Good morning, and welcome to Party Line, your program for helpful hints, ideas, lost and found, and recipes.
That was it. Real short to sweet. I will miss him. Everybody has differences with people. Whatever it was, we were good friends at the end, and that's what I appreciate.
Yeah, the last time I saw him was in 2021 at Lou Turner's memorial gathering that we had.
We got the picture,
Kenosha County. And that's the last time we actually got to talk face-to-face. Last communication I had with him was this past Christmas. We sent Christmas cards to each other, and I sent it just at the point where his arrived, mine went out. And he told me about a surgical procedure that he had had or was going to have, and I had the same thing. So I had to send something back to him, and that's the last time we communicated.
Yeah, and just a few weeks ago, I was saying, whenever you get that 7 a.m. hour open on Meals for Wheels, let me know because I want you in here. He said, we will do it.
Yeah. What a great family life, though.
Yeah.
Grandkids, great grandchildren.
Three coming.
Three coming.
Three great-grandchildren, I found out, on the way.
They have one coming up on 2 years now.
Yeah.
And then they got more coming. So, you know, our deepest condolences to Annie and the entire
son,
family.
Matt, yeah.
And Matt.
Uh-huh.
I remember Matt when he was just a little kid coming in here. So it's a terrible loss. It's a hard loss for their family, for the WRJN family.
Yeah.
And we're all going to miss him, but we will remember Ron Richards.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in, Tom. Tom, thank you for all the audio you give me whenever we need it. I just call you up at the last minute. Need audio. And there it is, emailed within a few minutes. And I'm glad you keep all that stuff. That's good. And if for people that missed part of this, we're going to podcast this. So you'll be able to hear it on WRJN.com, civicmedia.us, Apple Podcast, and Spotify. It's going to be everywhere tomorrow, so you can listen to it. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Do appreciate it. We miss Ron Richards, and he was an important part of this station.